Yes, good evening, sir. My name is Alex from National Opinion Surveys, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
So do anybody in my household need that?
Oh, the question is, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we are representing all races equally, may I ask for your race?
I'm gonna say black mix.
Thank you. Thank you.
Multiple things.
Now, just to make sure that we are representing all ages equally, may I ask for your age?
39.
Thank you.
How is it gonna benefit me? I just wanna know. Just helping out the community, whatever.
I apologize, sir. I did not understand. Can you repeat that for me?
I'm just asking, how could this conversation benefit me? It's like a survey.
It is a survey about important issues in your area.
Okay.
So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm gonna vote 100%.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means
10.
That you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and
10,
10 means you are
10.
Extremely
I'll go
motivated to vote. Thank
10.
you.
I'll go vote 100%.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
No, I'm not satisfied with my city at all. Not yet.
Thank you. Would you say that's just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
As far as Joe Biden, no, I do not approve. No, I don't.
Okay. And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of the job that Biden is doing as president?
Okay. No, I'm not satisfied with Joe Biden at this moment. No, I'm not at all. Just say that.
Okay. Thank you. And just to be sure, because I am not allowed to interpret, is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove. Too many lies.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, Donald Trump.
Okay. I'll vote for Donald Trump, me personally.
Okay. Now, just remember that for these particular questions, you are only allowed to rate the person or organization on a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. So first one is Donald Trump.
Okay. So the first one is what?
Donald Trump.
From 0 to 100?
Yes, please.
I'm gonna say 100. Shit.
Thank you. Project 2025.
Project 2025. 100.
Yes, sir.
But.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
Yeah, I support the Republican Party. I do. 100.
Okay. Thank you. Tammy Baldwin.
0.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you. All right, now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm really undecided right now. At the moment, I'm undecided who I'm actually going to vote for right now.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
For Kamala Harris, I'm going to say Donald Trump.
Thank you. And what do you need to hear more about, what do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Make a choice.
Yes, let me ask that again. What do you need to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
I'm gonna say more jobs, but more stimulus money. And wipe away student loans and stuff like that.
Thanks a lot. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not an at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who's fighting to help working people get ahead. Yes, remember that where 10 yes. means that is a statement is very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not an at all convincing reason to support her.
This stuff is really important, but I say 0 for that. I don't believe
okay.
that. You don't do that.
Thank you. Next statement. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom, it's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that will reverse the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives.
Those are important topics, and I'm going to say that's what Kamala Harris is for. That's what you're saying, she's saying.
These are just a few statements that some people have made about her. So I'm just asking
okay.
you to rate them on how convincing of a reason they are.
Oh, yeah, that's 10. Okay, 10 and 10. The first one, 10, and that one is 10. So that's important topics.
Thank you. Last statement. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system.
Okay, that's 10. That's a 10. I get out of 10. And that's, I got to go because it's a lot of time. That's 10.
Thank you. Oh, I definitely appreciate the time, Shannon. And we're actually about 90% done. I just need a couple of more minutes. So I will read out faster if that helps. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just the Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
At the moment, I'm undecided. So,
okay,
you know, I'm undecided.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Okay.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not an at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You may use any number between 0 and 10. A second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from the school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancements that past generations fought and died for. We can't go backwards. It's our responsibility to use political power to protect our future. Thank you. Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ plus rights while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportations and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025.
Okay, that's a 5.
Okay. And the last one of these, banning Muslims and deporting people of color. That's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhumane and evil act, there is only one solution: vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president.
Okay, that's a 0.
Thank you, sir. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I'm still undecided. This is the last question, so I gotta go.
The last three questions, sir. Please rate your level of motivations for voting in this presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are all motivated to vote, and 10
boss
means
man.
Motivated to vote.
Yeah, I said 10. 10, my motivation, I'm ready to vote, but I'm undecided who I'm going to vote for, okay?
Excellent, sir. Now, switching gears a little bit, and I promise you, if we don't complete this, your opinions will go to waste, and that would be a shame. So switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I believe.
OK. Okay, I'm going to read you some categories. Please stop me when we get to your category. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate.
I have some college.
Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Now, this concludes our service, sir. I really appreciate the time that you have given me tonight, and I hope you have a fantastic evening, sir. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.